Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm quite well, and the Melbourne Renegades flying in the Big Bash.
The Renegades. Big Bash. Melbourne Renegades.
The Melbourne Renegades.
Okay. What's the history of the Renegades, Dan? How long have the Renegades been with us?
Well, none of these teams have been around very long at all. Okay. Last season was the first of this installment of the Big Bash. And there was 2020 competitions before that, also known as the Big Bash.
Okay.
But a different competition.
Is there a Renegades culture, and is it anything like, say, the Bushrangers culture? Is there any commonality there, Dan, do you
think? Yeah, quite a controversial name.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we don't think that any of these players are Renegades.
No.
Or many of their fans.
No, but it shows they've got tood, is that? They're tootie.
A little bit. I think that might be what the creative name people were getting at with that one.
With that one. Are they more tootie than the Sixers, for example?
I don't know. That's a hard comparison to make, 1,000 kilometres apart.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I'll do some investigative work and get back to you tomorrow morning. They've done well, though, last night. They've continued their unbeaten start to the 2020 season, winning over the Hobart Hurricanes. They finished 9 for 102 off their 20 overs, the Hurricanes, and the top order fell cheaply, and the Renegades then chased that down with 40 balls to spare quite easily, and that was Hobart's second straight loss. In the 2020 tonight, we've got the Sydney Thunder taking on the Adelaide Strikers, but before that match...
What's the Thunder story? Dan,
the Sydney Thunder.
Yeah.
Yes, one of two teams.
How many teams are there? Oh, just the two in Sydney.
Two in Sydney.
Okay. Yes. And the Thunder and the Sixers.
So two in Sydney, two in Melbourne, and then the rest get one a pop, of the rest.
Is one regarded as the glamour team in Sydney?
I think it's the Sixers. I'm
the Sixers,
a Sixers fan myself, so I'm a little biased.
Oh, you're a Sixers fan?
I'm a Sixers fan, indeed.
Good.
But it doesn't mean that I won't be supporting the Thunder tonight when they take on the Strikers. But Usman Khawaja won't be taking part in that game for Sydney. Mm. He's been withdrawn from the game by Cricket Australia. They're defending that decision this morning. He was ruled out of the match after he was picked in Australia's 13-man squad for the Boxing Day test on standby.
He's being mothballed. Is that what they call it?
Yes. That's the technical term, I believe.
Mothballed. And a lot of batsmen getting injured these days playing this form of the game, Dan, or is this unnecessary paranoia on behalf of Cricket Australia?
I think they're just a little bit concerned. They don't want to risk Khawaja getting injured. He's the man that'll fill in if Clark fails to recover from a hamstring injury.
Okay.
And then you're going.
Wasn't there talk of Brad Haddin filling in?
There was, but Khawaja is the number one pick at the moment. He's been added to a 13-man squad ahead of that Boxing Day.
We don't want him pulling a hammy or something like that.
Certainly not. Certainly not.
Good.
Too many hamstring injuries already in the Australian squad. The Australian women's team, though, they look in good shape heading into the upcoming Women's Cricket One Day World Cup. They posted a 7-run win over New Zealand and got a 3-1 Rose Bowl series victory yesterday at the North Sydney Oval. Batting first, scored 9 for 267. While New Zealand only managed 8 for 260 in reply. And that Women's World Cup coming up 31st of January to the 17th of February over there in India. 8 teams taking part, and Australia there in Group B alongside New Zealand, Pakistan and South Africa for the Women's.
Is that the group of death, as they would call it, Dan?
There's only two groups, there's a 50-50 shot that it would be the group of death.
The group of death.
Yes, and I'll get back to you on that one as well tomorrow.
That's right. That's good. How long's the Rose Bowl been going? I've been hearing of the Rose Bowl for some years now, Dan. This must be getting quite a bit of history.
Yeah, it is a little bit. I mean, it's certainly picked up in recent years when women's cricket has been receiving a bit more publicity and coverage. I think history dates back to the 80s or the 90s.
That could be right. That wouldn't surprise me. Yes. And therefore now it seems less of a confection than, say, the Sydney Thunder or the...
Well, there's certainly a bit of rivalry there between both Australia and England and Australia and New Zealand in the women's cricket. The women's Ashes are held every 2 years as well between the two sides. To rugby league now, and it's believed the NRL set to sign off on a deal which will bring Sonny Bill Williams to the Sydney Roosters. News Limited reporting that'll be given the tick by the NRL salary cap auditor Ian Schubert, and that deal's expected to be announced tomorrow. The AFL's asked the Melbourne Football Club to respond to evidence which could result in the club being charged for deliberately losing matches. It's being investigated over claims it tanked in an effort to secure high draft picks in 2009, and a final decision is expected next month.
How do you prove that, Dan? How do you prove someone's not trying?
Very difficult, but if somebody from the club, a former player, former coach, or former
puts their
official,
hand up and says, "We deliberately," that's different. That's evidence.
Yeah, and it's still then conjecture. You need a few people, but they have been investigating for some time. That's been wrapped up on the AFL side of things.
Yeah.
Just waiting for a response by the club. Meanwhile, Cyclone Evan interrupted an AFL tournament in Suva, Fiji over the last week or so, but that the final has been held and Fiji defeated Nauru, 47 points to 22 there in the Oceania Cup.
Right.
With the best young players from around the Pacific taking part in that one. And Australia, the Socceroos, they've slipped down the FIFA rankings, 3 spots to 36. Spain, both the World Cup and European champions, they've completed the year as the world's leading football nation. And Germany is back in second, Argentina third, and Italy number four.
Number four. All right, 36. Well, that's not too bad. Dan, thank you for that.